Welcome to Awakening Church's Life in the Kingdom, Seven Studies Through the Sermon on the Mount.
Chapter 5, Treasure. Time, money, and all of our worries. Matthew 6, verses 19 to 34. Could you imagine a life without worry? Perhaps the most audacious command in all of Scripture is found in this section of the Sermon on the Mount. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. How is this possible? Is it even possible? In order to understand Matthew 6:25, we need to read the section before it very carefully, Matthew 6:19-24. Jesus always builds one thought on top of the other. The Sermon on the Mount is not disjointed pieces of advice, proverbial sayings, or pop psychology, but methodological and logical thought streams from a gifted teacher. The previous section asks us for something maybe more difficult than not being anxious about our lives, to not trust in our possessions. Jesus says boldly, "You cannot serve God and money." These two verses, Matthew 6:24 and 6:25, can help us understand the teaching. Christians are not to be carefree people who gloss over their problems, nor are they to be people with a kind of blind faith, constantly well-wishing any misfortunate circumstance. Instead, we are to understand that life is not governed by our relationship with our stuff. It is governed by our relationship with God. When Jesus says, "You cannot serve God and money," the word for money in verse 24 is the Greek word mammon, which is best understood as our possessions, our stuff, what we own or might own. In America, we are first and foremost a consumerist society. This means that most of our decisions are either influenced or affected by our stuff. While we may have differing ideological and political opinions, we in America are all consumers. Our economy is driven by the selling and purchasing and competition of goods and services. And in the midst of this hyper-consumeristic society, Jesus tells us that we are not to serve our possessions and our money. And so what does it look like to serve God in a culture polluted with consumerism? Perhaps when we inspect a question like that, we can be led into a life of less anxiety and worry. The more we listen to Jesus, the more we will see his great concern for how we relate with our money and our possessions. Jesus seemed to believe that our relationship to our stuff was spiritual, that how we interact with money and possessions has deep implications on our relationship with God. If this is true, a good audit of our current practices around our possessions might help us down the road where a life without anxiety is possible. Jesus gives us perhaps the most important line near the end of this section in Matthew 6:33. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." The life of a Christian is not one of asceticism, rejecting all material comforts to become super spiritual. Instead, it's an all-out, all-of-life pursuit towards the things of God that are found in his kingdom. Then and only then, Jesus tells us, will the rest of life's blessings be added to you. Because when you serve God, everything else is frosting. When you serve Jesus alone, your possessions and money become what they were meant to be, add-ons. Nothing more, nothing less. It's quite clear we will not be able to do this without God, because the only thing better than the comforts of this world is the knowledge of the love of God in Christ. You cannot serve God and your stuff, but if you serve God, you won't be stressed about your stuff. Questions from the text. Number one, in Matthew 6:19-24, the word treasure is used a number of times. What do you think treasure is in this context? Number two, what are Jesus's reasons for not laying up treasures on earth in verses 19-21? Number three, what are the reasons Jesus gives us to not worry in Matthew 6:25-34? Application. Number one, how have you wrestled with consumerism as a follower of Jesus? What has been difficult for you? Number two, how do you see the spiritual aspect of your possessions? Number three, let's talk specifically about technology. We own lots and lots of technology. How have these possessions affected your relationship with God? Number four, what role does worry and anxiety play in your life with God? What have you learned in your own walk with God about this? Number five, Jesus says, "Where your treasure is, your heart will be also." Are you able to locate either your treasure or your heart right now? If so, where are they? Jesus seems to think they should be in the same place. Number 6, what will it look like for you to serve God and not your possessions? Number 7, what will it look like for you to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Final thought, we'd love to think our economic life could be separated from our spiritual life, and we'd love to think that how we used our time had nothing to do with our life with God. But Jesus tells us our time and money had everything to do with our life with God. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, Jesus says. If your heart is not right with God, consider how you might move your treasure to align with his heart. Or consider asking God to move your heart to his and watch your treasure follow along. Either way, we must reckon with the question, how am I using my treasure?